Hi everyone, welcome to Arul's podcast. This podcast is not going to be like other podcasts. This podcast don't deal with your fantasies. It doesn't deal with your daily chores. It doesn't deal with your likes or your likings. And it would never change for things that you ask or things that you try to censor. No. This podcast is there to talk about things where people don't talk about it. They are not dare to talk about it. And some people may straight away think it's conspiracy. But I'm here to question things, to question you what's going on, to question world what's happening. Are you the person who are just like me, thinking that world is out of line? Are you the person who are just like me, thinking movies, social media, algorithm, people, are they acting a bit weird? Or are they acting something like robotic, less human? Are you the person who are thinking that life is different than how it used to be before internet? And are you just thinking that people are changing drastically towards Western culture, culture pushed by corporates, social media, let it be some famous things, famous ideologies like LGBTQ, feminism, or anything, almost anything. Let it be how your social media, how your movies, video games, changes, adapts, and cater to the needs of these new ideologies? Are you just wondering why, what's happening? Like something or someone is trying to shove these ideologies into your mouth. Like you have to swallow it anyway. Sometimes it feels like someone is trying to control us. They talk about freedom, they talk about feelings, they talk about female freedom, they talk about how a person should change their gender, choose their gender based on how they feel. Like, seriously, why don't they talk about food that are mass produced, packaged foods that are less in, I can't say less, but you know, the junk foods or just packed chips, anything having high amount of estrogen. Why don't they talk about how society is manipulated like it's a puppet and everyone is following some weird trend and not living their life in their own ways? Well, I'll be confusing, or I could be wrong in different ways, or I could be right in different ways. Doesn't matter. As long as you feel everything just like me, and as long as you're questioning everything just like me, then you are at the right place. This podcast is not for everyone. This is just for people who are paranoid about what's happening right now. This is for people who thinks society is messed up, system is messed up. Well, I'll tell you what I would cover in this channel, in this podcast. This may sound like a vlog, but yeah, it is kind of a vlog. But I'm the person who are not normal and feel everything is out of line. I just keep questioning everything in society, like why it is like this, while other people just accepted everything and going with the flow. I just don't want to be the part of system or society that is there just to take everything from us, suck things from us, but gives nothing meaningful to us. How irony it is that in this system, in this society, you can't own anything, all you can do is, as long as you have money, you can rent, you can just enjoy everything, but you don't own everything. Not even your kids. You don't own your kids. Your state owns your kid. And I'll go much deeper into that. I will tell you why your life, not only your life, everyone's life, is not truly under their control, and they are not living their life based on their own terms and mindset and their own feelings. We'll talk how to solve these issues. We will discuss how to get out of this matrix, free ourselves, and be something more free, more human, and connecting back to each other instead of accepting this messy world. We'll talk about secret societies like Illuminati. Well, it could be a name, it could be a conspiracy, who knows, or Satanism. But all I think is there is a secret society, and they are just playing God without a permission. They are just top 1% elites who play God without permission. Do you even remember this dialogue? I'm not sure everyone does. Everyone even knows about it. You should just seriously look into Mr. Robot series. It was there released around 2015. It's such a nice series. It explains a lot about world that we have now before ahead on its time. Well, let's just say this podcast covers about how this secret society uses social media or any other corporate related things which they have their claws on. They would use that to manipulate you psychologically. They would extract data from every devices you have so that they know who you are and what you are. They know how to push agendas by creating movies or TV shows to confuse you, to get you out of order. They would create ideologies like feminism or LGBTQ in a way like they are just promoting some heroic act, saving people. But you just need to know, when you see at the light, you need to remember yourself that darkness exists, because at the end of the day, it's just where you show the light. There is some huge and highly important thing where you need to lighten up instead of lighting just one part. Things don't work that way. Life is messy. Life is not black and white, good or bad. Life is just a gray area. We will talk more, discuss more about these things in this podcast. We will talk more about social media algorithms. We will talk about how psychologists are hired by companies and how they just manipulate people using some bad UX UI design, how they make people's life miserable by just pushing some agendas via movies, TV shows, or anything. Well, we will talk about how surveillance, internet surveillance, psyops or censorship work in this era, and how they just spread fake news, twisted agendas through social media or movies. We will talk about how censorship solely exists not to stop discrimination, not to stop bad things in social media, but just to enforce bad people and just blindly stop or lock down good things getting into society's ear. So we will talk about how herd mentality works and how they leveraged that herd mentality to control people. We will talk about profit, consumerism, how all of it connect to the agendas they push, and how all of their agenda just connect to some consumerism. I will give you some example. Let's say they are promoting LGBTQ. What would happen? There will be less childbirth, and people would go behind more, useless stuff, or products, or luxury. Do you think that's helpful? Do you think that's useful? At the end of the day, you just need someone to talk, someone with you. And even you have someone, at the end of the day, you need to leave your bloodline to this world, man. Because that's how world evolves, right? And I'll tell you why they want to stop people from procreation. I'll tell you why they want to keep people in less population. I will tell you exactly why they create dumb movies, keep you distracted, and how they profit from that. You may think it's all conspiracy. Let me just give you an example, okay? Let's say you are alone. If you are alone, they would just push social media posts that has a guy, a perfect guy with a perfect girlfriend. And how they do that? They will be standing near a perfect luxurious car. Now what do you would think? You are a single guy. You may think, oh, I need to own a luxurious car to have a girlfriend. But you know what they are selling? They are just selling a toxic love. I mean, if a girl is just going to love you just because of your car, it's not even a love. Well, they just trained women, men to think in a certain way so that you would become their consumer and keep consuming things. And they see the pattern in that. They want to make your life miserable so that you would keep buying their stuffs. They would keep getting rich, rich and rich, and you would rot like a hell. That, my friend, that's our podcast. That's what we're gonna talk. Stay tuned.